Another day trapped here. When will it be my turn? All the others have been summoned in the last century, yet here I am, wasting away. I can't believe that witch. Night Mother, they declared her. She cursed me and made my summons so obtuse and awkward, all because I had to run my pretty little mouth. I wouldn't have changed a very word I said. Someone had to say it. She sounded like a broken record, complaining about her issues, but who dare try to solve them? I just don't get how other individuals function. I simply cannot relate. Let me check my notes again. It's been so long since I've last been freed. I might even need a new journal again. I can't wait to fill up a new one with all my experiences back in the human realm. Now for my summon. Ugh, how could I even forget? 5 candles in the usual shape, nightshades scattered aplenty, and that pitiful chant. Sweet mother, send your child unto me, for the sins of the unworthy must be baptized in blood and fear. So dramatic, and for what exactly? It's not like I'm about to go out and kill. I'm such a useless summon. Companionship is what my attributes really are. They should write it next to my name. I just want to explore what the human realm has to offer. It would be interesting to see what advancements have happened in my absence. Although, that book does have a funny way of getting itself found. Maybe one day soon, I hope. Hello? What's going on? What? A human? You? You summoned me? No, you didn't, but oh, yes, you did. I can touch you. You're real. This isn't a dream. Hug me, human. You picked me out of absolutely everyone. You have no idea how happy you've just made me, my goodness. But what were you thinking about summoning me? What does the book say about me? Of course it does. That makes you incredibly silly for doing this. I mean, what happens if it was all true? A bloodsucker? A feaster of human flesh? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Huh? You thought the book was a fantasy? Made up? Dungeons and Dragons? What's that, human? I confess, it's been an incredibly long time since I've been in your realm. And may I inquire why you're only in your underpants? How unique. Don't be getting any funny ideas, though. The book didn't mention those kinds of favors on my page, so wipe that smirk off your face. I'm not obligated to do anything that's out of my means. So I think you'll find I win this one. How many years has it been since I've been here? Well, please tell me what year it is. Whoa, that would explain why your room looks like this, and you don't appear to be sharing it with your whole family. How long? Maybe 4 centuries at least. So much I missed out on. But you're here now. Oh, well, you put me here, so I have so much to thank you for. You must take me outside. Oh, please, you must. I don't care if it's nightfall, I need to see it all. Please, human, let me dress you and we can explore. You can at least take me to see the town's water system, at least. Oh, I see. Towns don't necessarily need to be by the water now. How unbelievably amazing. The feet of humans is something to strive for. Then where will you be taking me? Put your arms up. Human, if you bend your elbows, then I can't put it on for you. To the park! Oh, yes. The master lets you walk inside his gardens? It's publicly owned. Oh, now this sounds like it's right up my alley. Oh, you must tell me more. You have to teach me more. Whoa, what's that? A light source in your very pocket. A phone. What magic are you performing with these pictures? It moves to your very command. I find myself frightened yet so excited by all of this. Please, go easy on me. Perhaps I underestimated just how far you all have come since I've been locked away. Well, yes, without a summon, I remain in spawn. I've seen so many like me. We're just grouped up together, and I suppose we're known as the Spirit Ashes. Nothing particularly special. I suppose our story runs alongside Succubus, but you may summon me freely. As long as you meet the requirements and don't mess up my chant. I still wonder what was going through your head as those words passed your lips. There, your shoes are on now. Now please, you must take me outside. Quiet? Of course I can be quiet. Oh, you don't live alone, I see. All right, please take me by the hand. Lead me outside. I've never seen something so beautiful and magnificent in all so many years. Oh, the air is so pure, so clean. The smells. Oh, it was raining earlier. I can see the drops hanging on the grass. The bushes giving off that smell. Oh, how I have missed all of this. Oh, thank you again, human. You truly don't understand what you've done for me. Words are not enough to express my gratitude. But as to all of those who summon me, it is truly a pleasure to be by your side in the moment of need. Ah, well, you can only summon me if you need something. I fulfill that need, then I go away again. I did say you can call upon me as much as you need. There must simply be a need, though, that's all. Oh, my goodness. Please may we hold hands as we walk. I worry about the surroundings. I am quite unsure of myself at the moment. It seems my newfound confidence is out the window. Everything is so new and unique and intriguing. So many questions, but I don't want to overload you. I want to be on your good side, so you call upon me again, or perhaps you let my book pass into another hand and promote me as the best summon. Ah, while I mention the book, can I inquire as to how you got your paws on it? Or hands, shall I say? Well, would you be shocked if I told you it had a mind of its own? It can manipulate people and, well, bend the will of what is around it to be found again. That might explain how you simply came across it. Because it wanted to be found by you. There's no point in revealing itself to someone who wasn't a little curious. So, pretty lucky that I found you, I guess. Sorry, my paws are a little sweaty, I'm a bit nervous. Just, I'm overwhelmed, but I'm really lucky to have crossed paths with you. So thank you. I'm very appreciative right now. And my heart feels very full. Are we walking to anywhere in particular? Around the block. Oh, I see. It means we're going to go in a circle. Of course. The houses are magnificent. These are owned by one family. How interesting. That is something that only a lord or lady could have. Ah, it's all right. I know curiosity would get you to ask that at one point or another. You have good social skills for a human. Normally a lot are taken aback by me and how I look, but you're very respectful. You're not staring at me, you're just looking at me. Ah, but as you asked, well, when I was summoned a while ago, I would be called to frighten people. Perhaps there was an argument between gentlemen. I would be used to frighten and convince them to change their mind, or I'd haunt them. Threatening to send the men of my kind to kidnap their daughters or something. It was very brutish and barbaric, but my manipulation skills got me to where I am today. That, and I have a very big mouth. Oh, what are those? The metal carts? Cars? Oh. Sorry, I should be more excited, but I think this is all getting a bit too much. Sorry, my head feels a little fuzzy. Hey, you don't have to do that for me. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I just felt so dizzy all of a sudden. I didn't hurt you, did I? When I passed out? Oh, you don't have to look after me. I'm supposed to be the one doing your bidding. I do feel quite cold, yes. I'm not sure what's wrong. Maybe I'm just not used to it here yet. Have to acclimate. It's a lot warmer back at Spawn, yes. Oh, my feet, they feel like they're freezing off. I'll warm up soon now that you've wrapped me all up. Don't worry, this wasn't a wasted adventure. I have so much to write about when I get home. I have journals which I document what I see, what I think about it all. It helps refresh my memory when I'm back. I never know when I'll get to come out again and play, you see. Yes, I'll write about you. How you look, how you acted towards me. You're the first human to never say a comment about me. I honestly thought it was human nature and you guys couldn't help it, but it seems manners are a part of the 21st century. Who'd have thunk? I'll write about what it was like to feel the touch of a human when you held my paw. I'm a sucker for that. Normally people are forced to interact with me, but you did it so willingly when I asked for comfort. Came to my aid when I needed it most. The contract. Oh yes, in theory, it can be fulfilled if it's something that would benefit me equally. You can be as selfish or selfless as you like. Why? What's with that twinkle in your eye, Do I get lonely? Do I really need to say it out loud? It stings to admit it when you know deep down inside you are. That's why I like to interact as much as possible. I've practically never shut up since meeting you. Only peace and quiet you've had is when I was losing consciousness. Are you what? You want to console me? You're willing to do that? For me? I don't know what to say. I don't think anyone's ever offered anything like that before. May I please be held by you? If you join me under the covers as well, it'll warm me up and maybe you could wrap your arms around me. Oh, just like that. May I scoot up against you? Just so I can steal your heat more, of course. Oh, that is so much better. Oh, thank you, human. I think within the span of one evening you've restored my faith in humanity. You're not all bad. I know that now. I see it clear as day. Maybe you could call upon me again. You know, in the future. For stuff like this. I wouldn't mind it at all if you needed some platonic lovings and a hand held or a snuggle here and there. Anything you need and I can be by your side. It's nice to feel appreciated and wanted like this. I hope it's the same for you. I'm warming up now, yes. No more shivering. Although my little toe beans feel like they're still freezing. I could be mean and press them against your legs, but I won't do that. I like being mischievous, not cruel. You want to do what? Oh. Pet my ears. You're a brave one, aren't you? How do you know it's not some kind of insult to me? Oh. Okay, I think I love this, and please do not stop. I'll do anything if you want to keep this up, because my goodness. Oh my god, yes, when you do that on the fluffy side at the back, that is heaven. Oh, this is truly... Oh, I can't even articulate myself. My life is peaked. How could I be summoned by another when all I want is you? Why did you stop? Oh, you're blushing from that. Sorry, sometimes I forget that humans aren't so direct and forthcoming. Telling the truth is always the best idea. It is for me anyway, but then again, that's how I got into this mess. I don't want to be boring, but... I got hexed, if you know what that is, so yeah, do not mess with witchcraft, that's all I'm gonna say to you. I was a cocky young teenager, I guess is the age range for, well, what's equivalent to you humans. I ran my mouth, and now I'm a spirit ash, lucky me. As for how I break out of this, I do not know. I did hear rumors that falling in love did something, but yeah, right, like that's ever gonna happen. I'm stuck to the human realm, so it's not like any human is ever gonna have a liking towards me. Can't fake it either. Witchcraft is tricky like that. You summoned me in the middle of the night, didn't you? You're yawning too. I suppose it is the middle of the night. Maybe we could just stay close like this together. And sleep. Together. Platonically, of course. I'm not plotting anything, I promise. Plus, those ear-petting skills of yours were very nice. And they made me very tired. If you are taking my hint. Thank you. I don't know what I could do to possibly repay your kindness. Just be myself. Well, I certainly think I can do that. I'll just close my eyes for a little bit. Don't worry, I won't. Fall asleep How long have we been sleeping for? Oh, he's still resting. He looks so cute sleeping like that. Humans are such funny little playthings. Let me just adjust the covers for him. Oh, what's that? There's something hard. I thought he took all his clothes off when he came to nap with me. What is that? Is that a human cock? What's with the penis? What? That's what a human penis looks like? Where's the knot? Oh, it's pretty veiny though. It's twitching. Is he having a horny dream? Should I wake him up? No. I need to let him rest. He did so many nice things for me. It's just the size of it. And it's just sticking up. It looks so erotic, just waiting to penetrate something. What am I saying? I am not getting hot for a human cock. That is so beyond inappropriate. But yet, I want to. Maybe smell it and touch it. The raw sex smell. It must be those human pheromones I hear so much about. Oh, the room's gotten so hot and heavy. He wouldn't be mad if I touched it, right? He's asleep though, so it might be weird, but it's just throbbing. Begging for it. I don't think I can resist it. Am I really willing to give in to my instincts? It's just... I'm just a no good for nothing. Giving in to my instincts like this. I need it. Forgive me, human. Oh, my lips are pressed against it. Oh, I can feel my mouth salivating so much. Oh, do you like my soft lips pressed right up against it? The scent is so much stronger up here. Oh, I want to taste it so badly. You'd let me if you were awake, wouldn't you, human? Just a tongue swipe. Well, I can't. What are you doing to me? I've never seen a human like this before, but I need to taste your cum. Oh, I can treat you with respect. I'm no good. I'm nothing but a cum-brained little summer. I'm not worthy of a reward when I want to work so hard for one. See if I can earn it, licking the tip and going down your shaft. These sweaty balls. Oh, the smell. Oh, you must be so bent up from when we were cuddling. Didn't you notice me purposely pressing my ass against you? Oh, notice me, human, notice me. Oh, I need to taste it fully. This is better than anything I could have imagined. Feeling in and feeling out. Yes, I'm getting what I Hopefully, you're getting what you want. If I can even fit it all in my mouth. Maybe, just maybe, I'm greedy enough that I could stuff you down my throat. Reward you for treating me so well, even if that means I have to gag on it. Drink it when it leaks out of your tail. You can completely coat my throat. Even now, from your end, I can taste that you're leaking. You're getting ready to explode in my mouth. I need it. I've been so bad, human. You need to punish me for being so pathetic and not being able to resist you. Now force it down my throat. He's thrusting a little. He wants it. Even if he isn't awake, he wants to discipline me. Oh, having such a submissive, horny sign. Put me in my place, yes. Oh, his paws. I can feel him tightening up in my hand. Oh, he's about to come. Oh my gosh, yes, human. Yes, don't you dare stop. I demand you let me taste your cum. I drank every last drop. I don't even think he knows. Maybe I'll just pretend that nothing happened. I don't know what came over me. I'm sorry I couldn't control myself. It was like it all got to my head. Oh, good night, human.